I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this is Thanksgiving Dinner. This is the house where Christina Hayes grew up in the Tri-Cities in eastern Washington. Her parents, who met in Bible college, are there, along with extended family. There's turkey and stuffing and apple pie. By all appearances, this is a completely typical American family holiday. But Christina, who lives in Seattle, brought along a tape recorder this year, and she interviewed her mom and dad about some of the things that make this family anything but typical.
My sister and I came home one day. I think we were just out playing in the neighborhood, and we came home. It was our dad's birthday, so we wanted to be there for dinner for him. And when we walked in the door, my mom and dad were at the dining room table crying and sent us to our rooms. We never got an explanation for that.
I always had this deep, dark secret that I could never talk to anybody about, you know, because everything had to be so hidden and everything was so dirty and bad and against God and, you know, that whole thing. But it was very present in my life and I couldn't get around it. Maybe early teens, I would say, I became more astutely aware that I really did think the male body was pretty interesting. One of my favorite things was walking past the boys' locker room, and every once in a while the door would be open and I'd see these guys prancing around in their jock straps, and it was like, oh my God, I couldn't keep my eyes off of them, and I thought, why is that?
My name is May Sharif. I live in Richland, Washington. Well, I went to a Bible college in Pennsylvania, and there was a very handsome Italian. I've always had a thing for Italians. And he was just a doll, and he was tender-hearted.
Would it be accurate to say you guys were more like your best friend, like a girlfriend?
Yeah, because he liked everything I liked. He cleaned better than I did. His ironing was beautiful. And it was, he had a gentle spirit. Gone home and met the family, and we went on a church visitation, something or other. Pastor stepped on the church and he leaned over to me and kind of let me know that David was confused sexually and that it was all right, that he just needed to be married, and that that's all he needed was a good Christian woman.
It's like straddling that middle line down the road. One leg on one side, one leg on the other side, and I did that most of my life.
He was dealing with it for years, and I really didn't put my finger on it, that this gentle person was living a dual life.
You know, I get such a kick out of people that say, oh, homosexuality is something you choose. I mean, you know, I can tell you very, very clearly that I tried everything in my power not to be gay. I went through 20-some years of therapy. I went through like 3 different exorcisms. It was so confusing. I can't even tell you how confusing it was. I mean, because even after the laying on of hands, the anointing with oil, the speaking in tongues, the whole thing, which is all part of my religious tradition, none of it did anything. I woke up in the middle of the night and I walked out into the kitchen completely naked, and I threw myself on the floor and buried my face in the floor, and I prayed for hours and I cried out to God and asked God to remove this thing from me. I said, I can't do this anymore.
I noticed that my mom and dad said they started going to a church. And that week they let us know these people would be coming to our house for the service. And I'm like, cool. And when they left, I said to my sister, I said, something seems really odd about some of those people. Like, there was a man there in particular, and I kept staring at him because something wasn't right. Kind of dirty, grungy teeth and flannel shirt, just reeked of cigarettes. And I remember asking her later, I'm like, did you know what was going on with that dude? And she laughed. She goes, that's a woman. And then we started noticing they started hanging out with several couples, and they were gay couples. We were at one of the couples' house for dinner, Renee and Teresa. And Renee's daughter and I were close in age. We're back in the bedroom, and she said, I've heard a rumor, and I don't know how to tell you this, but the rumor is that the reason your dad and mom are kind of doing this thing is because your dad's gay.
I had a wife that I'd been with for over 20 years. And I thought, if I open this door, what's going to happen? But another part of me said, you don't have any choice. You have to open this door. So I sat down with her and I said, I got to tell you something and you're not going to like it. And she said, what? And I said, I'm gay. And that was the first time in my life I was ever able to verbalize, you know, that and identify that's who I really was.
Of course, first I was in shock, and then it made total sense to me. Of course you're gay. It just made sense.
Dad just wasn't around anymore. He started to kind of disconnect and peace out, check out, see you later. My mom all but had a nervous breakdown. I found her once. I had to, I went into her room because I heard the sound. I thought our cat was like stuck under the bed. It sounded like that moaning of a cat. And I found my mom in the corner of the room between the bed and the wall in a fetal position rocking. It was horrific. Just a few months later, my sister came home from college and she brought her best friend with her. And they were kissing and hugging and so on, and I accidentally stumbled upon it. I had no idea this was her actual girlfriend. So she didn't come out to me, and she kind of was forced to come out to me. Mom couldn't about handle life.
I cried for days because I didn't want her to go through what David had gone through. And I wanted grandkids. That was completely selfish.
And Teresa,
a lesbian friend that had been hanging out at our house,
and Renee had just broken up. So she and Teresa were helping each other through their processes. And then Mom started staying the night at Teresa's.
We were doing a load of laundry and our hands touched. And when she touched me, I had electricity going right through my body. And I thought, uh-oh, you haven't felt that in a long time.
Well, she informed me that she thought she had feelings for our friend. And I just, yeah, it was just mind-boggling.
So my mom went from, I can't stand gay people, they're all this, they're all that, to, oh, by the way, I'm with Teresa, and oh, by the way, we're getting an apartment and you have to live with us. You hear people talk about, I was struggling with being gay and I didn't know how to come out. I was struggling with being straight because I'm like, what is wrong with me?
David was angry at first because I found somebody before he did. And I think in a way I was kind of glad that I first found that. I didn't want to see him that happy that quick.
And I said, the only thing that I can ask of you right now is the day that you decide to move out, when I come home from work that night, just be gone. Because I'll never, said emotionally, I'll never be able to watch you leave. So when I came home from work that night, for the first time in 22 years, I came home to an empty house.
I'm trying to think when things seemed to get better. It was probably a couple years. They were both there when I gave birth to my child, like in the room. Another thing that helped, believe it or not, my dad moved to Oregon. He moved to Portland. And I think that separation really, really helped them heal.
Well, I knew for myself that there was no way I didn't love you. There was no way that I didn't love your sister. There was no way that I didn't love your mother. I don't know how that works in other families, but I know in our family that's how it worked.
We are the best of friends. I love David dearly. I always will. If we didn't go through those things, we would have never been able to be the family unit we are. We have Christmas together, Thanksgiving together, and we laugh together, we joke together, and we respect each other. And it's been through the hardest times, but it's been very well worth every second.
We are what you would expect to see on Thanksgiving. I have my son and his girlfriend, my grandchild, daughter, her fiancé. My dad and his partner were there. My mom and her wife were there. My sister. We're playing, we're laughing, we're joking, we're prepping food. We are like the Hallmark family.